Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? So let me ask you a question. How often do you think about your brand? If you're like most people, probably not a whole lot. It's there. It's doing its thing. Unless, of course, you're a startup, then it's completely different than you're thinking about it all the time. But let me tell you that your customers or potential customers are thinking about it all the time. When they see it, it gives them the essence of who you are and what you do. So how do you make your brand more customer-focused, more customer-centric? Well, let's start with this. My degree in college is actually an electronic technician degree. Now, you're going to say to yourself, what the heck does that got to do with branding? Well, it kind of has a lot to do with it. I used that degree to work in recording and video and audio engineering and electronics companies, and it really helped me understand the basics of how to troubleshoot. So what do I mean by troubleshooting? All right. When a problem occurs in anything electronic, there's usually multiple things in the process. So for example, let's say you've got a camera and you're trying to get that camera to go into a video recorder. Now, these are the old days when you had multiple pieces of equipment, not an iPhone, right? I've seen problems with iPhones. For example, I recorded the greatest video testimonial ever in my business when I was at a conference down in Orlando for the Franchise Brokers Association. So I held it up and I took the video, and then all of a sudden it's like, I go look at the playback and there's no audio. And I'm going, oh, what happened? And then I finally figured it out. I had my little PayPal swipe strip thing in the audio input. So if the guy was speaking in credit card, I probably would have gotten a great audio recording of him. But unfortunately, it was taking credit cards and not taking audio in that slot. So here's the thing that all of this taught me about troubleshooting. You don't start at the end result. You start at the beginning of the process. So how does that equate to marketing? Well, let's first and foremost look at the end result of what it is that we're trying to achieve, and that is the sale. And most people say, well, why am I not making more sales? Well, you're not making more sales because all of the other steps in the process are hindering that. So let's reverse engineer your brand and see how you can help get to that sale. The first and most important thing about all of this stuff is who is buying from you. And I've talked about this a couple of different times. It's your perfect customer. It's your perfect avatar. So reverse engineering your brand means who are they? What do they want? And where are they? So we start with that person first. We figure out who that perfect avatar is. And then we start to define them on how they fit into our system. So, your perfect avatar, the male, female, young, old, rich, poor, whatever it is. But you first have to figure out who they are. And what is the problem that what you provide solves? What's their pain point? What's their need, and how do you fit into that? Once you start to understand that, then the next thing you have to figure out is where are they hanging out? Are they on social media? And if so, which social media platforms are they on? When they go there, how much time do they spend? What are they reading? What groups are they in? What are they spending their time doing? The next thing that you have to figure out is, okay, now that I understand who they are and where they're at, what kind of messages are they responding to? And then you have to figure out, how can I create messages that model, or hack is one way of looking at it, how do I hack what other people are successfully doing so I can get in front of them the same way? Now, you have to look at, okay, once I create those messages, how do I draw them back into what I want them to do? And that is, how do I get them back to my website, get them on my email list, do all of those kind of things? Finally, you have to have the product, and the message for that product has to answer that ultimate question. Who are they? What is their pain point? Where are they at? How do I draw them in? And how do I convince them that what I'm saying is going to be an answer to their problem? That, my friends, is reverse engineering troubleshooting. You start with the beginning result of finding the people, not starting at the sale and then working the other way back. I can tell you from experience that if you start at, okay, why am I not making sales? What kind of messages do I need to provide? What platforms do I need to put them on? Where are people at that are listening to these kind of things? And then who's the perfect avatar? If you do it in the reverse order, it takes twice, maybe four or five times as long to get to the end result. That's basic troubleshooting. So you start at the most basic point of who it is you're talking to, and then work backwards to what it is that you want to achieve. That's what marketing and branding is all about. So let's look at your brand. When is the best time for you to rebrand? Well, that depends. Has your business changed? Has your customer base changed? What's the difference in technology that's out there? What kind of things can you be doing to communicate with people in a way that they want to be communicated to? All of that stuff comes into play. So branding and rebranding happens all the time. And a lot of people get confused. A lot of people think that a brand is just a logo and a color and a font, okay? No, that's not it. It really goes back to the beginning. Who is the person that you're talking to? What kind of messages are they responding to? Where are they at? And what can you do with your messages, your branding, that's going to attract them and then get them to the end result, which is to work with you, to recommend you, to do something that's going to help you grow your business? So your brand needs to be looked at from that reverse engineering standpoint more often than you think. So how do we do that? Well, first and foremost, you can do it on your own, but a lot of times it helps to get help. It helps to have a third-party person take a look at this. Or, here's a simple thing that you can do. Why don't you survey the current customers and ask them some key questions? Number one, why did you choose us? What did we do that exceeded your expectations? What do we do that we could actually improve on? And what would make it worth your while to try to communicate to other people that we have a solution for them as well? I mean, there's tons of questions, but doing surveys and getting to know your current clients can really help you better understand how to get new clients. So think about it. Every time you call a large company, they send you a customer service survey. So what does a brand makeover look like? Well, that depends. It depends on your customers, it depends on your business, it depends on whether you can reverse engineer all of this stuff to find out what your end result is. Now, things change constantly. Have you updated your brand? Have you updated your logo? Have you updated the way you communicate recently? More importantly, are you paying attention to the customers that you currently have, and have their needs changed? Have they evolved? Have you gotten younger or older or more female or male, whatever it is, and you have to constantly look at your business, your customers, and figure out the best way to connect the both of them. So branding is so much more than just a logo or colors or fonts. It really is the essence of your business. How do you communicate to the perfect customer at the right time so they find you and your products or services and then make a decision to say, this is probably the right solution at the right time for me?
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.